You're listening to SBS News.
Eyebrows were raised among medical experts when Health Minister Greg Hunt yesterday talked up the prospect of Australians wary of the AstraZeneca vaccine, waiting until Pfizer and Moderna shots arrived on our shores later in the year.
Right now, we want to encourage everybody over 50 to be vaccinated as early as possible, but we've been very clear as supply increases later on in the year, there will be enough vaccine of mRNA vaccines for every Australian.
With the government already under fire over the pace of the vaccine rollout, it was seen by many as counterproductive and forced Greg Hunt into a later clarification. Western Sydney GP Dr. Jamal Reefy says it's not helping instill crucial confidence in the AstraZeneca shot, with concerns causing people to shy away from getting vaccinated.
They are receiving conflicting messages. We have seen the numbers in our clinic go ups and down depending what's happening in the media and depending on politician messaging. And unfortunately, in the absence of a targeted campaign that instill confidence in this vaccine, we are concerned that not as many Australians are vaccinated in the shortest possible of time that we need so we can get out of this pandemic dilemma.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler has also seized on the Health Minister's comments.
It seemed pretty clear to a range of people that what he was doing was sending a signal to older Australians that they could afford to wait until later in the year when maybe they'd have access to an mRNA vaccine. I mean, that call has been substantially countermanded by the AMA, by the College of GPs, understanding that the best thing for the health of the population is for people to get vaccinated as soon as they possibly can.
For his part, the Prime Minister denies there's any ambiguity about the government's vaccine message. And with a record daily number of shots administered, more than 101,000, he says the vaccine rollout is accelerating. Nearly 3.5 million doses having been delivered into arms.
This week, we are likely to see our first 500,000 week on vaccinations. 500,000. By early next week, we will have vaccinated more than half the over 70s population in Australia. And very soon, we will have fully completed the vaccination of all those in residential aged care facilities. So it's going from strength to strength every week. So my message is very clear, and that is I would encourage all those who are over 50 to go and get the jab. And particularly if you're over 70, which is our strong focus, I would very much encourage you to do it.
In a bid to provide Australia with more independence when it comes to the supply of the Pfizer and Moderna products, the federal government is inviting proposals from companies for domestic production of messenger RNA vaccines, with interest from the market to be sought over the next 2 months. Companies will prepare their plans to manufacture vaccines in Australia based on the mRNA science, underpinning products from Pfizer and Moderna. Mr. Morrison says it will be a partnership between industry and government.
The purpose of this is not just to address the challenges that we have with COVID-19, because the COVID-19 pandemic is raging and it will continue to rage, not just now, but it could be for years to come. This is not to address any immediate vaccination issues. It is to create a capability, not just for producing vaccines to deal with COVID, but what we've seen with the mRNA vaccines is they are the new technology. They are the new way of doing vaccines around the world.
Conceding Australian production is unlikely to be up and running for a year, Industry Minister Christian Porter says the mRNA's technology isn't just about vaccines.
It had its genesis in cutting-edge cancer treatments. It's very likely that as this technology and medical science develops, that it won't simply be vaccines, but a range of other therapeutic approaches for cancer, for cardiovascular diseases, that these products would be required. So proponents will need to demonstrate not merely the scalable ability to develop vaccines, but a breadth of productive capability so that they'd be able to produce therapeutic goods.
The push to get more mRNA vaccines in Australia comes after a rare blood clotting side effect from the AstraZeneca shot halted its use for the under 50s and further delayed the country's rollout. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.